Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Big Bright Minds from the folks, from the fine folks at Philene Research Institute. And we're doing these interviews remotely from our virtual studios at their conference. And who is in our studio lounge right now? Mr. Jay Budzik from Zest AI. Jay, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I know the conference just started, but how's it going so far? How's it being back in person? Because I know for a lot of people, this might be their first conference in maybe a year and a half or two.
It certainly is for me. It's been awesome to see all the faces of the folks that we've been talking to, either virtually or on the phone, in person, and to meet some folks who are really in the thick of it, working with their members to try to create a difference in their lives. So it's been really satisfying to put faces to names and to really be back in person with people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, hey, before we talk about some of the conference expectations and takeaways and stuff, tell us a little bit about Zest AI real quick, because you guys are really pushing that proverbial envelope in the AI area for sure.
Well, we think that there's a better way to assess the credit risk of consumers who are applying for loans. And we think that by adding more data and using better math, we can make a more accurate assessment of whether they'll repay and be more inclusive in the process so that we can allow more people of color, women, and other underrepresented groups to access the power of these financial instruments and really allow them to change their lives for the better. Yeah. And so we've been focused on providing new credit scores that make use of AI and alternative data to create a lift in the performance of the loans and to allow credit unions to approve more members.
Yeah, the power of inclusion and then bringing technology into that whole process really is a fascinating practice. So, and you guys are getting it down pretty good now, because we just had Hawaii USA on talking about how you guys are benefiting them. So yeah, you guys are doing some good work out there already.
It's been really satisfying to work with our credit union partners. They share a mission with us. We were founded with the mission to give fair and transparent credit to everyone. And our credit union partners have that same mission for their communities. They want to be inclusive. They want to improve people's lives. And so it's really just been a great partnership. Our oldest credit union, Vistar Credit Union, now has 4 or 5 models with us.
Oh my God.
Operating all the different aspects of their business. And we've seen credit unions increase their approval rates by 20% without taking on any more risk by virtue of using these new credit scores. So it really makes a big difference. And we're really proud of the work that we're doing with them.
That's super cool. Super cool. All right, let's get back to the conference here, because I know it's just starting. But anything stand out for you so far?
Well, I just appreciate, so as an entrepreneur, I appreciate the message from this morning's keynote about being more entrepreneurial. And now we're hearing some research about how people are experiencing different life transitions and what we can do to better serve them by offering different products and maybe underwriting some loans that we might not have made in the past. And so it's really been interesting to sort of hear how credit unions can think differently and innovate to better serve their members.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And so what are some expectations or even some takeaways that you want to take back to the office Monday morning?
I really appreciated all of the talk about being more inclusive and how to reach maybe further down the risk spectrum to offer more loans to people that need them, and while being responsible about it. So you don't want to make loans to people who can't repay, but to really sort of take on that responsibility to serve the community more broadly. So that's been really heartening to hear from people other than us on the stage. And it's also been interesting to hear about all the innovation, all of the new thinking about ways to better serve the members and how to make that member experience better. So I'm going to be taking those things back to the office for sure.
Yeah, Philene's, their I3 groups, I think they call it, it's if you haven't been to a Philene Big Bright Minds and experienced that, you got to go just for that. I mean, the whole thing is awesome, but man, when they come out with these really cool ideas, you're like, oh my, it's so inspiring. It gets your brain going too. It's like, hey.
Oh, absolutely. I was just hearing about life transitions that people are experiencing now due to COVID and sort of increased financial uncertainty. Mm-hmm. Transitions like having to transition from being standalone to caretaking maybe an elderly relative, or having unstable employment, or having a healthcare bill, and what we could do as a community to help these people. So it's been really interesting.
I think the audience liked your comment. That was really good. That's good timing.
Like to talk. Yeah, that's right.
They're right there with you. Hey, before I let you go, where can folks find out more about Zest AI? Where can they go?
You can go to www.zest.ai.
Oh, okay.
And check it out. There's all sorts of great material about how to get started, and we'd love to talk to folks.
Okay, good deal. We'll put that link in the show notes and then get right to you and give you a shout if they have any questions.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Jay, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the conference, and look forward to the next chat whenever you guys are ready.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
All right, be well. Thanks again.